To me, it looks really complicated. How complicated is it for you?
Well, it's my second day, so there's a lot to learn, but it's not impossible.
Marta is a first-year student at Lucerne University, where she's enrolled in the bachelor program for textile design. As part of her training, she has to learn techniques for weaving, embroidery, and printing. When I met her, she was trying to figure out how to work the knitting machine. She and her classmates had to pick two colors to create a jacquard pattern. Carmina had chosen red and green.
They are not my favorite colors together, but at the beginning it doesn't matter. The important thing is that you learn the technique, and then after that, if you choose to keep doing this technique, then you can make your project how you want.
In fact, there's a language for every technique. And although the young designers won't actually produce the textiles themselves, it's important that they can talk with the people who do. But the most important aspect of textile design is having ideas. I sat in on a workshop with some third-year students who were brainstorming to create new textile collections. They had spent a couple of weeks coming up with hundreds of sketches, fabric scraps, and other odds and ends. Then they needed to distill these into collections of their own and collections that combine their work with that of their colleagues. Marlies took a moment to explain the creative process to me. What are you doing at the moment here? I see all sorts of materials and samples and drawings.
Yeah, we're trying to create some moods and atmospheres out of the material we have. And I think we can choose different topics and try to make up our own world.
University docent Francisca Bourne was on hand to help guide the students.
The starting point is really themselves. The first part of the project is called Made By. And it's about the author, like me, myself. It's made by me. What is that? The next part is called Made For. So that then is the point. I have a project. What for? I mean, what are the clients or what is the public? Is it going to be on a curtain or on a carpet or on a shirt? And a very important point is to know what you are able to do.
In addition to knowing their own strengths, they need to know who might be interested in their skills. It could be a company like Jakob Schläpfer in St. Gallen, which specializes in luxury textiles for the fashion industry. There I met Samuel, who started in the design department just a few months ago. He gave me a sneak peek at some of the prints being created for next summer's collections.
Firstly, we always print them out on a synthetic fabric because it's a bit cheaper, and we see how the design works on a fabric for having like a first impression. And then we decide what material we're really going to print it on, like this material or linen or silk.
The company produces 250 new fabrics every 3 months. Where they will land exactly is hard to predict, according to creative director Martin Leutold.
It will be interesting to see what piece of clothing will be made from it. Someone will start working with this fabric in Paris. Whether it will turn out to be a dress by Chanel or Dior, it's always a surprise to go to the fashion shows and to see what they've made from our fabrics. Our job is to be enticing. Our materials have to inspire fashion designers to create their own styles and clothes.
Indeed, for a textile designer, the most important thing is creativity. They always have to have their own ideas while sparking the ideas of others.